Columbus, W224EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, U.S. Strikes Back. I'm Mark Remillard. The U.S. military hitting dozens of targets in Iraq and Syria linked to Iranian-backed militants, including command headquarters, intelligence sites, and ammunition depots. The strikes coming in response to a drone strike last weekend in Jordan that killed three American soldiers. ABC's Mary Bruce reporting.
The U.S. dropping more than 125 precision munitions from multiple aircraft, including B-1 bombers that flew from the U.S. President Biden saying this is the first wave of a response that will continue at times and places of our choosing, and warning the United States does not seek conflict in the Middle East or anywhere else in the world. But let all those who might seek to do us harm know this: if you harm an American, we will respond.
President Biden at Dover Air Force Base Friday for the return of those three U.S. service members to the U.S. This is ABC News. An investigation underway into the collapse of an airport hangar in Boise, Idaho that killed three people and injured nine others. ABC's Alex Stone.
What made the aircraft hangar, which was under construction, come down, metal bending and folding as it caved in on itself, is not yet clear. OSHA is leading the investigation. Boise Fire Chief Mark Niemeyer says his airport firefighters happened to have been training close by when the building collapsed, and they were on scene almost immediately.
Our crews are always training for the unpredictable, and Wednesday was unpredictable.
Boise's head of EMS says it was taxing on their system as calls were made for numerous ambulances. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A federal judge dismissing a criminal case against a Northern Michigan man accused of threatening President Biden and Vice President Harris. The judge concluding there was no probable cause to support the case and that social media posts attributed to suspect Russell Douglas Warren did not pose a true threat, according to the Detroit News. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915 and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two redistricting experts are throwing out two proposed sets of legislative maps drawn by Republicans, but they're not endorsing any of the remaining four proposals, all drawn by Democrats, liberal groups, or university professors. The experts were hired by the state Supreme Court as part of the justices' plan to redraw Wisconsin's political maps. New maps need to be in place by March 15th. The state Supreme Court will hear a lawsuit filed by Governor Tony Evers that the Republican-controlled legislature is obstructing basic government function. Evers filed the lawsuit after legislative leaders blocked funding for a number of state conservation programs and delayed in approving pay raises for University of Wisconsin employees. Evers argues that committees controlled by just a few Republican lawmakers are giving the legislature more power than the state constitution allows. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Aaron Jones be back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Packers lost in the playoffs to the 49ers, and now comes a list of questions, including the fate of Aaron Jones. The 29-year-old running back missed at least six games with leg or hamstring injuries. Will he be back with the Pack next year? GM Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we'd love to have Aaron back. We're still kind of putting all those things together as far as how we're going to move forward. But, I mean, he was such a difference maker when he was out there this year. The way our offense was able to move, he changed a lot of the way we operated when he was in there and when he was healthy. I think for us, it's finding a way to keep him out there and keep him healthy. But he was you know, not only on the field, but just, and you guys know this, you guys have been around here. I mean, he's such an influential leader in our locker room. He's just really kind of the heartbeat of our team. So we're certainly, that's kind of the anticipation is that he'll be back.
That's Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, patchy fog tonight and a low in the upper 20s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds tomorrow and highs in the low 40s. Mostly sunny, warm, and mid-40s for the high Sunday. The warm weather continues for next week. Several highs in the 40s, even some 50s. Current temp is 30.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program on Anything Goes Friday or weekend or whatever you want to call it. And scores of U.S. House Democrats, that is, a score is 10, right? So you say scores, it's packages of 10? Because it would be, if it was 12s, it would be dozens. I think a score is 10. You'd think by this time in life I would have figured that out. But anyway, scores of U.S. House Democrats on Thursday urged President Joe Biden to swiftly nominate two members to the U.S. Postal Service Board of Governors to fill empty seats amid delayed deliveries and higher customer prices, writes Brett Wilkins over on CommonDreams.org. Jamie Raskin and Raja Krishnamoorthy, Democrats of Maryland and Illinois, respectively, sent a letter to Biden signed by 80 other Democratic lawmakers. I guess that's eight scores. Yeah, that's right. Lincoln, four scores. That was 40 years. That's correct. Last October, Rashida Tlaib from Michigan asked the head of the Postal Service's accountability unit, Brett Wilkins writes, to launch an investigation into the impacts of Louis DeJoy's 10-year austerity overhaul program. It's actually a privatization plan is what it is. Louis DeJoy came into office after, well, first of all, he bought the office. He gave hundreds of thousands of dollars to Donald Trump. Donald Trump made him Postmaster General. Louis DeJoy owns a major trucking company that does business with the post office. So being Postmaster General gives him an opportunity to make himself a pile of money, too. And now he's preparing the post office to be sold to FedEx or UPS or maybe even his own trucking company. Who knows? But critics argue the plan is ultimately a privatization scheme. Yeah, hey, no kidding. Championed by Republicans, including former President Donald Trump. So anyway, the only reason DeJoy is still there is because only the Board of Postal Governors can fire him. And Biden now has two openings, and he needs to make these appointments soon. Now, quick, get on it. We want our post office back. So, you know, step by step. That's number one. Number two, the other story I wanted to share with you, and then I'll pick up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend, is piece in Politico last night, the West Wing playbook over on Politico. Apparently, Joe Biden is not holding back in private when he speaks of Donald Trump. He has called him an effing a-hole. He's called him a sick F. He's et cetera. And, you know, I agree. I don't know how to say it beyond that. We just heard from Robbie Kaplan, from E. Jean Carroll's attorney, that when they left the courthouse, Trump said to her in a kind of snarly way, "See you next Tuesday." And she didn't know what that meant. But apparently, beat me. Call them the C word. My apologies if that slipped through. I don't think you can go to, you know, what, FCC jail for saying that word on the air, but it's not a word that I like saying, but the C word. And, you know, Trump said that, you know, he just basically called her this word, and she didn't know, and she got in the car, and the people with her told her that, you know, this is what he was trying to call you. And this is a man who has no respect for women, who I think deep down inside actually hates women, Donald Trump. And it probably goes back to his mother having rejected him. You know, his parents sent him off to military school, and every summer when he would come home from school, his mother would go all by herself to Scotland. She did not like being around little Donnie, if all the reports are accurate. So it's kind of sad, but there you go. All right, let's pick up your calls here. Ziggy in Oneonta, New York. Hey, Ziggy, what's on your mind today?
Beep. I can't tell you what I call Trump every time I see him on TV.
There you go. Thank you. And thank you for not saying that on here. I can't believe I did that.
Yeah, it's all right. Well, for me, it's all right, but I can understand what you're saying. Yeah. This is Anything Goes Friday, so here goes anything. And there's one thing that Biden has done since he got in the White House that really has me very upset at times. And my question is, when is he going to get rid of those god-awful yellow drapes in the White House? Every time I see that on TV, it just makes me feel sick.
Were those Trump's golden drapes?
First thing that Trump... What?
Trump's golden drapes?
Yeah. Yeah, he needs to get rid of those, because every time I see him and I see a picture of him with that in the background, it's like Trump is still there, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And the optics of it. And, you know, I just wish that he would get rid of those, and wish he had done it by now. And it's just something that irritates me, and I thought I'd call on Anything Goes Friday to say that.
Okay. Complaint registered, Ziggy. By the way, how is your website doing with selling bumper stickers and stuff?
Oh, mbribes.com, doing good. Also, I have Ziggy Siggy and Siggy Ziggy.coms that are just the stores themselves. Uh-huh. And I keep working on them. Got a little slowed down this last couple of weeks with some issues, but going forward with it, you
good.
Know.
Good. You're feeling well?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. Feeling good.
Glad to hear it, Ziggy.
All right.
And your all story, right. By the way, your story of being, you know, going to the hospital and all these people on Medicare Advantage having to, you know, get behind you in line because right. Their insurance companies were messing with them. One of these days, I've got to write a piece about that. That was brilliant. Ziggy, I got to run. But thank you. Thank you for the call, and right. Keep up the great work. Robin in Kingston, Washington. Hey, Robin, what's on your mind today?
Well, thanks for taking the call, Tom. I'm continually going to call until the election of 2024 is over in pursuit of trying to make sure that the left Democrats get out to vote. And I'm truly worried about lackadaisical or lack of emotion and energy to kind of come out and vote.
I think that'll change come September.
Well, I'm trying to make that change, Tom. That's why I'm calling. So I think that the problems with the left not voting routinely has gone on for like 30, 40 years, in that they just didn't care that much about the midterm elections. And that led to, you know, kind of further disengagement. In 2018, 2022, we've done a lot better, mostly, in my opinion, because of women. So here's my idea for today.
Okay.
When we have a presidential election coming up, I think voters, if they want to contribute and they want to organize and they want to spend some time helping, should think of the election in four different ways. One is for the presidency, electoral college. You've got to think of that differently. The other is the Senate, which is a statewide general election. The other is the Congress, which, as we all know, are separate districts within the states. And then I'm also keen to get governors in the right position, too, which is also statewide. So the reason I'm suggesting, Tom, that we think it that way is because further calls down the road as we get closer to November, I'm going to be talking about the blue dot strategy that's coming out, or kind of focused, narrowed energy, basically from the blue states towards the purple states to turn them blue, and then to save some progressive small districts in some very red conservative states. So anyways, that's what I'm putting out on the air now for people to kind of get their arms around. And it's, this is not designed for the average person out there at the moment, okay? But I think it's designed for the political left establishment to kind of, you know, swap right. some gears and look at some things differently.
I get it.
And then finally, Tom, one or two calls ago, I gave something for Ziggy for a bumper sticker, and they're not hard to make. And that was, Republicans don't want democracy. Four simple words. Well, now that we see Joe starting to stand up and he's taking responsibility, the follow-up bumper sticker that I suggest is, Democrats are the adults in the room.
I like it.
I really think that these two different approaches are going to really help out Biden, because he has got a lot of ground to make up.
I get it. I think, you know, just to take your metaphor or your assertion that lefties have not been voting lately in the last number of elections. Let me just flip that upside down. Nobody likes to vote in general. Nobody wants to take a day off from work. I mean, there are some people who are enthusiastic about it, I suppose. But most people, you know, if they could vote at home, they would love to do that. And most people don't participate in midterm elections. We just know that. The exception to that are the single issue voters. And for years and years and years, the single issue that has been getting out conservative voters, so instead of, it's not that liberals aren't showing up to vote, it's that conservatives are showing up in disproportionate numbers to vote. The issue that has gotten them out to vote has been abortion, ending abortion. Well, now that they've ended abortion, now that issue is working against them. That whole dynamic, that whole paradigm has been flipped upside down. And so now you've got people who are going to be single issue voters, abortion voters, as you mentioned, you know, the women, and we saw this in 2022, and we keep seeing it in special elections. Now you've got people who are concerned about, you know, decriminalizing abortion or, you know, leaving it legal. They're showing up in large numbers. So I think we're going to see a different dynamic this year, Robin. I really do. I'm very optimistic. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's Talk Media for the rest of us. Back with your calls in just a moment. It's Anything Goes Friday. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black history story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Self-empowerment, 9 things the 19th century can teach us about living in the 21st. They shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-empowerment, 9 things the 19th century can teach us about living in the 21st. Available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait. Is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Welcome back. It's Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program. Dave in Hale, Michigan. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
A lot of things, Tom. I got an infrastructure idea or maybe a plan that might go over that Biden could promote or whatever. It was cold January 6th, wasn't it, during the insurrection?
I think so. It's my recollection. People were certainly bundled up.
Yeah, it was pretty cold out, if I remember right. And, I don't know, think back in our time when we had riots and stuff like that. Wasn't there, I don't know if they ever made this a cruel idea or something like that. Remember when the fire trucks come out and they start washing these people up and down the streets?
What do you mean? Are you talking?
Well, high pressure water. Remember
right.
that they used to use?
Back, yeah, against the civil rights protesters. Yes, back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if they ever rendered that cruelty or anything. But anyway, my idea is this, is if we had a small portholes all the way around about every 100 feet, with fire hoses, with a high-pressure water pump in the White House, and I know they've got enough water supply, that I don't think those people, I think they would have been cold, wet, and they've been sliding across an icy stairway right back home again to get warm. I don't think they would have, you know what I'm saying? I tried to call the security chief to the D.C., phone line that you offered, and I never got a hold of them. But, you know, it's just an idea that, I mean, it's so simple.
It's an interesting idea. You know, hindsight is always 20/20. I doubt that there's ever going to be another one of those insurrection-type things. I think that, you know, it was a one-off. I think Trump nearly ended democracy in America. He got real close to it. But, right. You know, all these people going to jail, I think has put a significant damper on it. But great idea, Dave.
I just think that the idea of people being hurt and killed and stuff like this and abused, it's just wrong. I mean, the government tries not to hurt people.
Yeah, no, it would be a non-lethal way to stop them. You're absolutely right. Dave, thank you. Mary in Seattle. Hey, Mary, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I'm calling because
we're looking at the people that did the January 6th and the same ones that are trying to get Trump back in. And there's a professor out of Chicago. He's a researcher for political science, and he researched the people that did, January 6th. And he said what shocked him was they were mostly solid, middle class, educated professionals, you know,
it's true.
Lawyers, some doctors,
and a lot of cops,
you
too.
Know, military. And he was shocked with that. He said the upper echelon is what he said of society being that lawless, and how a female doctor attacked a policeman so horribly, she could have killed him, a female doctor from the East Coast, you know.
Yep.
And he was saying that's what we've got to be aware of. It wasn't hooligans or thugs. Yeah, they had the Proud Boys, but that was just, Trump putting that in there. But he was able to entice and fool and trick that many people to get out there and risk. And right now, he's saying after interviews, some of them are still saying, yeah, it was right. I'm going to try it again. And some of them are like looking like, man, was I a big fool? How did I do that? So I'm looking at why do people join stuff like that, which is basically a cult, because you're not in reality. You're worshiping a person or idea or entity. You're not worshiping reality. And I think some of it is we talked about Reagan and Bush and how they destroyed the middle class. And then we look at 2009. When the housing market melted down, who did it affect? Professionals,
right.
Upper echelon people, people with, you know, good jobs. And it's, society is changing so much. So I'm looking at the fact that something went wrong. Somebody's upset. When you join a cult sometimes, that's how you're tricked. You're already heartbroken. You're already upset. You're already mad about something. It doesn't have to be politics. It could be maybe that woman lost a baby. You think I'm joking? It could be she lost a baby or marriage. Some of these men hate women so because their wife left them years ago, even though they might be at fault. And so I heard a lot of them are young men that feel like they're disenfranchised and can't get a woman. I'm like, what is going on? We need to find out what their heartbreak is. What are they mad about? It's not America, it's not society, it's not black people. What are they mad about?
Well, there's certainly a big reaction to the feminist movement, and there's a big reaction to the Black Lives Matter movement, and this is all about white male privilege, in my opinion. Mary, thank you for the call. Great points all. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls right here on Anything Goes Weekend on the Tom Hartman Program. So let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping, you're still hurt, and you're stressed out. That's how it is for a lot of people. So clear out your medicine cabinet and reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. I've tried it. It's great stuff. It works wonderfully. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90%, including me, said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, code TOM. Hey, Tom Harbin here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost?
because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is a special report from ABC News, U.S. Strikes Back. I'm Mark Remillard. The U.S. military hitting dozens of targets in Iraq and Syria linked to Iranian-backed militants, including command headquarters, intelligence sites, and ammunition depots. The strikes coming in response to a drone strike last weekend in Jordan that killed three American soldiers. ABC's Mary Bruce reporting.
The U.S. dropping more than 125 precision munitions from multiple aircraft, including B-1 bombers that flew from the U.S. President Biden saying this is the first wave of a response that will continue at times and places of our choosing, and warning the United States does not seek conflict in the Middle East or anywhere else in the world. But let all those who might seek to do us harm know this: if you harm an American, we will respond.
President Biden at Dover Air Force Base Friday for the return of those three U.S. service members to the U.S. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democrat Dean Phillips will appear next to Joe Biden on Wisconsin's presidential primary ballot. The state Supreme Court ruled unanimously Friday. They found that the bipartisan presidential selection committee should have done more to get Phillips' input on the matter. The presidential primary election is April 4th. February is American Heart Month. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. That's been the case for a century. Chrissy Myers with the American Heart Association.
Nearly half of all people in the U.S. have some type of cardiovascular disease.
A new Heart Association study finds nearly 4 out of 10 people with high blood pressure are unaware they have it. Myers says that puts a lot of people at risk for heart attacks and stroke. I'm Nate Wegehoe, Civic Media News.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, patchy fog tonight and a low in the upper 20s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds tomorrow and highs in the low 40s. Mostly sunny, warm, and mid-40s for the high Sunday. The warm weather continues for next week, several highs in the 40s, even some 50s. Current temp is 30.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Thanks so much for all of your support. From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer. I love Morning Kick. It isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY, E-A-S-Y, or text EASY to 511-511, and you'll get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated at the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Anything Goes Weekend. Mike in Columbia, Missouri. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Well, I'd like to talk about the negativity of toxic masculinity. I kind of heard that term. I mean, I know I heard that term relatively recently. I know it's very harmful to both genders, to both sexes. Back 50 years ago, I became a very staunch supporter of radical feminism. Did you ever read the book Sexual Politics by Kate Millett?
I haven't read the entire book. I am familiar with it. I've read pieces of it.
Well, you need a dictionary. Well, 50 years ago, I needed a dictionary to read it.
Yeah.
I just don't want to keep this too long, but you familiar with the movie Team Sympathy, Deborah Carr?
I'm not.
No?
What's the point
you're
making?
Okay, I just watched it. Excuse me?
What's the point you're trying to make?
I'm trying to make is that the expectation of what makes a man, and you know, it's just, it puts a lot of pressure on men and also women, how women should behave, gender roles.
Mm-hmm.
And watch the movie King and Sympathy, 1956, Deborah Carr. It was way ahead of its time.
Okay.
And your audience should too.
No, I get it. And there's an awful lot of these young white men who are embracing right-wing stuff because they're intimidated by feminism and whatnot. It's unfortunate that we're not doing a good job of educating them in our schools. Mike, thank you for the call. Patty in Kokomo, Indiana. Hey, Patty, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I was calling to see if you can remember some information that a previous caller phoned in.
Sure. Oh, by the way, speaking of previous information, if I may just interrupt you for a second, Patty, I just a number of people have texted me, tweeted me, everything. A score is 20. I was saying, is a score 10? You know, 4 score and 20 years, or 4 score and 7 years ago, or whatever it was, that was 80 years. So just to correct the record, and you can stop, people can stop calling. Okay, back to you, Patty. You were saying.
Okay. A lady called in probably within the last 4 or 5 months, and she was having trouble. She tried and tried to get her student loans forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, she wasn't having any luck. And then finally, someone told her exactly what to do or who to call. And she said, lo and behold, the next time I looked at my account, they were forgiven. So I was wondering if you would remember what it was she did, or...
I'm sorry, I don't.
Maybe. Okay. Okay. Well, maybe she'll hear this call and...
You might want to call your... you're in Kokomo, Indiana. I'm guessing that you probably have a Republican member of Congress, but you still may want to call them and ask for constituent services and just say, you know, I understand that the administration is forgiving a lot of student loans, and how do I get in line?
Okay. I can do that.
Because they actually have people on their payroll whose job is to do exactly that, answer questions from constituents. You just have to pick your particular representative.
I see. Okay, well, I wanted to tell my daughter because she's been paying on hers for about 10 years.
Mm.
And I'd love to see, you know, her find out
how
to do that.
There's been billions in forgiveness, and there's much more expected to be coming down the road. So, yeah, good luck with that, Patty. And you know, if anything else pops up, I'll I'll try to put it on the air here, but that's all I know about it right now. Patty, thank you for the call. Henry in LaGrange, Illinois. Hey, Henry, what's on your mind today?
How you doing? It's good. Actually sore throat, but my first time calling.
And
thank you
okay,
for
I'll fix it.
Your information.
Sure.
I had a quick question. I'm glad Congressman Polkan isn't there. He doesn't have to answer it. But why can't we give Trump and Texas what they want and shut off the Texas border, keeping Arizona and California open and all trade, everything, just nothing goes through Texas no more?
You know, there's a lot of ways that the federal government might be able to respond to a serious secession effort from Texas, but there is not really a serious secession effort. This is all, you know, Sturm und Drang. It's bluster. It's right-wingers, you know, pounding their chests and trying to play victim, which is their main card. You know, the snowflakes on the right, they're essentially professional snowflakes. We didn't get our way, so we're going to leave with our ball, you know. That's one possibility. There are a whole lot of other possibilities, Henry.
If
a serious effort ever starts, the federal government should start the process of moving military bases out of Texas. Back to you.
You know, I really appreciate your answer. I didn't think that it would actually, again, start the aggression of Texas to force them to succeed in making it worse. Yeah. All I'm thinking is that if they're not willing to help do something on the border. I heard on Joe this morning, I really appreciate the guy. I can't remember his name, but he said that Biden really needs to move with an executive order before the election and give them what they want. And not totally, I mean, but even if somehow shutting it down, and even if it went to the Supreme Court that reversed it on him.
Yeah.
It showed that he can't do it.
Yeah. Well, Biden is waiting to see if Congress is going to pass this legislation. They just today, for the first time, we got some glimpses into what might be in the Senate legislation that Jim Lankford has been working on. That, you know, Mike Johnson says Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin told me not to pass this, so I won't pass it. But, you know, they're still working on it in the Senate. So we'll see where it goes, Henry. Henry, thank you for the call. Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's up?
That last conversation, that was about the border, right?
Yeah.
Southern border?
More or less. And secession.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, I tried to put together a statement about what we talked about, closing the border and Trump. Here's what I'm going to call into C-SPAN. If anyone cares to calling C-SPAN, you can voice your opinion, and there's Democrats and Republicans and independents. And once a month, you could call in and give your piece, and you really have a big conservative audience there. They found that they have a voice there, too, when democracy is practiced.
Yeah.
But here goes. Controlling the southern border has always been the MAGA's biggest issue. They almost had the deal to close it with Biden. It was a bird in the hand with Biden. Suddenly, Trump yanks it away from his MAGA supporters and says, I said, I want the border to win the election. Many would say to stay out of jail.
Yep.
MAGAs, how will you feel if Trump loses the election and you lose control of the border forever? Trump took an all-or-nothing gamble at your expense, MAGAs. It doesn't sound like Trump really cares about what you care about. Too bad, so sad.
Yeah, okay. Well said, Diane. I try to discourage people from reading on the air, but you did a fine job there. Thank you very much. Cindy in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Hey, Cindy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I just want to make a really quick comment after Ziggy was talking about his bumper stickers.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a Ziggy called in about bumper stickers.
Yep. Yeah, he sells them on his website, endbribes.com, I think it is.
Right. I'd be afraid to buy one. The Biden campaign sent me a really nice one, which is hanging in my kitchen, because unfortunately I'm a blue person living in a red state, and I'm afraid if I put it on my car, somebody's going to run me off the road. You know, they're already running over my mailbox, and I'm thinking if I put out a yard sign, you know, I wouldn't stand.
Isn't it a sad commentary on the state of affairs in America that you know, people put out Trump signs all the time and fear nothing?
you put out a Biden sign and you fear that you're going to be vandalized? I mean, that
because they know we're not crazy.
Well, and they're bullies.
It makes me think of Marlon Brando and his wild ones that used to drive into town on the motorcycles and tear things up for no apparent reason.
I never saw the movie, but I know what you're talking about.
But. Yeah. Old age group here. But I talked to a group of my friends. We're aged 45 to 75, and all of them agree. They wouldn't put it on their car either.
Yeah.
Even though we're all, you know, ardent supporters. And but it's just we wouldn't, you know, if I see a Trump sign, I might think you're crazy, but I'm not going to run you off the road.
Yeah, exactly. So. Every now and then, rural Oregon, you know, you see pickup trucks with five flags and giant Trump posters. And I mean, it's
exactly.
Wild. It's absolutely wild.
Well,
yeah, Cindy, I got to run. I'm sorry. I'm out of time. But thank you for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend, I'll be right back with you.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weichert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Mark your calendars for Saturday, November 4th. It's Christmas around the River District on 1st and 3rd Ave in Wausau. Visit the local stores in the district. Bring your family and friends, and you can win prizes and other goodies. But you have to stop in all the stores and register. Be sure to stop at Bueller Cycle and Fitness and take a look at their holiday deals. They are located at 215 South 3rd Avenue in Wausau. Locally owned and opening worlds of adventure and fitness since 1926.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915, and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
And most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America.
Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. You know, it's no secret that some Valentine's gifts require basically no thought, you know, like flowers. The problem is your special someone knows they require no thought. I have two awesome gift suggestions that are not only super easy to order, but you'll get rave reviews for your thoughtfulness and taste. I'm talking about super soft and luxurious loungewear and pajamas from Cozy Earth, the brand featured on Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. Their popular bamboo pajama sets made from viscose from bamboo, for example, are super soft, stylish, and naturally temperature regulating, so she'll sleep more comfortably all night. And you can't go wrong with their bamboo joggers. They have all the coziness of pajamas that she can wear just about anywhere. Louise and I love Cozy Earth. You're golden with anything you order from Cozy Earth this Valentine's Day. And now save up to 35% on Cozy Earth loungewear, pajamas, bedding, bath towels, and more, all backed by a 10-year warranty. Just go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for up to 35% off. That's CozyEarth.com, and the promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. And welcome back, 51 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Deborah in Leland, North Carolina. Hey, Deborah, what's up?
Yes, Tom, I would like for you to share some stories, if you could, about the Black Eagle. I know you and Joe Madison were good friends. I would listen to you on his program on Urban View.
Yeah.
So he just transitioned on the 31st of this month, and you didn't hear a lot in the media about it, but I was hoping you can share some stories.
I did at the very beginning of the show, Deborah. And
I didn't hear it. I was in school.
Yeah, no, it's all good. It's all good. You know, I talked about when Joe and Sherry and my son and I went to Darfur, or to the border of Darfur, South Sudan, together. I talked about how Joe and Sherry and Louise and I used to get together on weekends in D.C. There's a really cool, it's actually a gay bar, but they had a great weekend brunch, and we used to go there. Joe knew the owners, really, you know, great people. You know, they lived just right next to or nearby us. We lived in the water, and they lived on in a condo. They kind of faced it. And yeah, I'm stunned, you know, to have lost Joe. He was such a decent, such a genuinely good person.
Very much an activist.
Oh, yeah.
And a provocateur, and really was one great for getting the vote out.
Yeah.
So that's surely going to be missed during.
Oh, and he was a major force behind the African American Museum too. In D.C.
Exactly.
I mean, he helped raise money for that. I mean, Joe was just, he was the best. He was absolutely the best. And it's just a huge loss.
You're so privileged to have that friendship.
Well,
thank you for sharing your story.
I was privileged to have known Joe and to know Sherry. I mean, and keep Sherry and their kids in your prayers, because it's going to be a tough one for her.
For sure. And I guess they'll have some causes about prostate cancer and that. All of the kind of conversation that's going on about that as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Thank you for your sharing.
Thank you, Deborah. Tom in Mossy Head, Florida. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I think I know the what the C word stands for. It's can't understand normal thinking. I think it applies to guilty.
Okay. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, we ended up catching them guys that burnt my shop down.
Oh, really? Good on you.
Yeah, my FBI neighbor, retired FBI, we put our heads together and did some investigations. And we're 99% sure that they're going to be indicted for it. So
really? Wow. You've got the local sheriff or the police department working on it?
Well, yeah. That's, like I said, this is such a red area around here that they're all kin to each other.
Yeah.
But if nothing else, we can shake them up a bit, you know, teach them not to do that.
Yeah. There you go.
And, anyway, like I said, I had to put the beer and barbecue on the shelf, but I did confirm that I can get a bus this election term and do a souls to the poll thing.
Oh, interesting. Okay, great. Take people to vote down there in Florida.
Right. Yeah, a lot of them don't want to or just can't make it to the poll. So
sure.
It's an old concept, but I'm glad to do it.
Yeah, well, good on you, Tom, and thanks for the heads up. Let us know how it works out, all right?
Yeah, don't feel bad about that C word. You can't understand normal thinking.
Okay, I got it. I totally got it. And we'll leave it at that, Tom, because I'm not going to make that mistake again. Tom, thank you. Steve in Gresham, Oregon. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, are we enjoying this tropical weather we're having?
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
it's been pretty wild. Actually, it's very nice today. It's going to be in the 60s here in Portland.
Yeah, after we almost turned into an Arctic wasteland two weeks ago.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are questioning why are conservatives different? Why are Trump people different?
Mm-hmm.
A few years ago, there were several articles written about part of the brain called the amygdala.
Right. Fight or flight.
Fight or flight. And in conservatives, it tends to be larger. It tends to, that's why they want more.
Right.
Everything is black and white with them. So
and there's a reason for that, too, by the way. It appears to have to do with when mom is pregnant, the fetus is constantly interrogating mom's body, saying, is this a safe world I'm going to be born into? And the way mm-hmm. that mom informs the fetus whether the world is safe or not is by her levels of cortisol, which is the stress hormone. If she has high levels of cortisol, then during fetal development, and there's a whole book about this by Joseph Chilton Pierce called The Magical Child, and he was a physician.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I wrote the foreword to his book, The Crack in the Cosmic Egg. But anyhow, what happens is the forebrain, if the world is safe, if there's low levels of cortisol in mom's bloodstream, the forebrain, the thinking brain, gets more heavily developed in the fetus, whereas if there's high levels of cholesterol, if the world is a dangerous place, if mom is telling the fetus that, then the hindbrain gets developed, the amygdala, and you get an exaggerated fight or flight response. You're absolutely right, Steve, and the science is pretty solid on this. Steve, I got to run, but thank you for the call. And special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Al Gorilla Rhythm, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carna Verde, Martha Salinas, Mark Thoman. And that's it. And you, thank you for being with us today and throughout the week. We'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Get out there, get active, tag, you're in. I'll see you on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy, she sleeps well, she's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us...
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.